Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
rest of your energy. And wisdom, what's going on, guys? Are you guys watching the things that are happening on our realm? We'll be catching it around the world. We're just one realm of many realms of this colossal planet. Are you watching what's taking place? Are you watching the changes that are around us? That's the question. Are you watching these changes? These are definite changes that are literally shaping our everything around us. What's happening right now is what you call, it's a scientific term called quantum entanglement. We're looking at the moves make a decision to go back to the original powers from what you came from. When you're talking about using the art or the form of telekinesis, you're going into what you call the quantum area. All right? Remember we said the word quantum is the ability to use as less physical force as possible. All right? So if you want to move something, use the energy from your body and you push that energy from your body into that object, and the object moves. Use your mind. This is all a part of quantum entanglement, because this helps you to go into that 0-point energy. It helps you go into that 100% brain power. And this is what we are going towards, brothers and sisters. We're going towards a place where these factions and orientals cannot touch. We're going to a place where they fear the most. Now, when we're talking about quantum entanglement, because we have, especially you brothers and sisters, have made this decision to go forward, or better yet, to go backwards, because you must understand, understand, in order to go forward, you must go backwards. So you made a decision to go back into the original power from where we came, and this was your motion that takes you forward into this life that we are living. Quantum entanglement. So therefore, because you made this decision, you cause an abundance of energy to swarm all throughout our realm, which is part of our planet. And this energy is literally reshaping everything that we knew. In the midst of this, we're watching our enemies fall. We're watching them fall. We're watching their systems crumble. We're watching businesses close their doors forever. This has never happened in this American corporation history. With an unprecedented amount of businesses close their doors forever. As we seek to find that ancient part of ourselves, we're opening quantum gateways of extremely powerful forces that for many of us have been dormant during this entire lifetime that we've been here. Therefore, you tapping into this energy, it literally creates a burst of frequencies all throughout our realm, which literally leads to a more powerful force that will meet us as we are meeting it. This is quantum entanglement. You know, there was a brother at work, and while we were talking last night, and he says, Terry, man, I was in the office, and I had this piece of paper, and I needed to get a copy. And he says, I only needed 3 copies of the paper. So he says, he went to the one printer, and the printer wasn't working. So he says, he's getting ready to go to the other printer, and then the supervisor stopped him, and they was talking about an order or whatever. And he said, it was like something, he said it was almost like he was inside of a gateway, and he says, all of a sudden, he just felt this, like a whoosh. And before he knew it, he looked down, and the 3 copies that he needed to make were already in his hand. And he was like, what is that, man? I said, that's quantum entanglement. He said, so do you mean that it's like the other realms are, like, fusing together? I said, that's the part of quantum entanglement. And this is what we were talking about, brother. So, this is one thing we were talking about. We were talking about how the other realms, all the realms are going to fuse together as one realm. This is what we talked about. Now the other realms are going to fuse together as one realm. And it's happening now. And because of this action of quantum entanglement, as these realms begin to fuse together, we're watching the Saturn system fall. We're watching it die. We're watching things fall down. And the only thing that they know how to do is give you the same old sob story over and over again. Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to indict Biden. Or we're getting ready to impeach Biden. We're getting ready to do this right here. Oh, Russia's doing this right here. Oh, China's doing this right here. Oh, we got Chinese migrants coming up on Florida coastline. You know, they give you the same story. Over and over and over again. Because they need the original beings to take their focus off of expanding and growing and put their focus on them. This is the same old wicked ways of our soulless enemies. That's their desire. So this is all about quantum entanglement. This is all about bringing ourselves into a place of absolute power, absolute force. This is all the realms. And then, you know, others may ask, well, what are these other 10 realms? You know, I know a few of them. I know there's a vibrational realm. All right? Yeah, this realm, there's another but vibration. There's a frequency realm. There is a light realm. I mean, there are 10 other realms within this realm, but they are higher realms. And then the key is here is the physical realm. I wouldn't say it's the lowest realm, but it is a realm of man. manifestation, which is what the physical realm is. It's a realm of manifestation. So all those higher realms are beginning now to fuse with the physical realm. And that's only because you brothers and sisters made that decision to shift, change. All of you all who are going into the telekinesis and hydrokinesis and pyrokinesis and all, do you know the magnitude of your actions and the things that you are causing on such a great plateau? If I said that right, the great thing is that you're causing such a great plateau. Every time you go into that mode of practicing your telekinesis or pyrokinesis, or you want to move something with your mind, or you go into that state of Tai Chi or Chi exercises, what you're doing is you're literally opening up quantum gateways within these realms, allowing other realms to begin to fuse. It's all quantum entanglement. Allowing other realms to fuse with this realm. It's your works. Remember, we are the atoms, you brothers and sisters. We are the atoms of this realm. You're the ones who literally makes a huge decision or a huge, you make a huge decision of what happens and what doesn't happen on this realm. So because you have gone into this quantum state of mind, because in order to use telekinesis, in order to go into pyrokinesis, in order to go into hydrokinesis, in order to go into all these different kinesis, all these different powers, you have to have link it to a quantum mindset. I want to move this paper. And I want to put my energy into it. I want this paper to move without me physically moving. I want this piece of aluminum foil to do this without, you know, the one brother, he had a whole stack of cards. He stood away from me. He held his hand out. And those cards fell. And what happened? He looked into a quantum mindset. You see the changes that we made? So what's happening now? We say, you know what? We want to destroy these types of buildings. We want to destroy their money. We want to destroy everything. We want to become more powerful. We want to become richer in the knowledge of spirituality. When you start going to telekinesis and hydrokinesis and all that, this is rich knowledge. This is rich spiritual knowledge. Learning how to use your spiritual essence in order to make something happen. Like you said, the word quantum means it. So you're using less physical force. You're not pushing you're not moving the paper. You're not picking the paper up and moving it. You're using your abilities and you're making this move. Now the realms are entangling together. You're bringing something back that had fallen a long time ago, when our enemies literally called or talked our forefathers into lowering their mindset. Therefore, what happened? We failed. Now we rise again. This is what quantum entanglement is all about, brothers and sisters. You bringing worlds. When they say you got otherworldly powers, yeah, otherworldly powers, because you must overstand, understand, outstand that you have different worlds within you. And they say, well, you say, they say that the kingdom of God is within you. The cosmos is within you. You're a body plant. Venus. Yes, you have Saturn, you have Jupiter, you have Mercury, you have the Sun, you have this planet within you. It's from the nine major planets. These are nine organs that are within you that you have, which means that you can tap into otherworldly powers. You take yourself into a higher level of what we're not calling consciousness, a higher level, a higher state of a being, a higher state of mind. This is what we're talking about. This is the energy that we're focusing on. The things that we have talked about, brothers and sisters, because the necessary change that's going to bring us into a place of absolute power. The more you practice, the more powerful you become, the more quantum gateways arise, the more quantum gateways open up, and you take yourself into this whole another area, a whole another dimensional area of power. The more powerful you become, the more powerful the quantum realms within our realm become as well. We're watching everything close in on that. See, the day is coming when we're going to show them the power that we have, the absolute power. That day is coming, brothers and sisters. Don't rush it. Just work at, you know what? If you try to rush it, you're going to mess it up. But if you work at it every day, and you're doing it honestly and wholeheartedly, and you're not doing it because you want to fight against these beings. You're doing it because you desire to be that beacon of power. You're going to find yourself in a more powerful place of energy where you can literally begin doing those things that you see on the television. And you don't use this television to stimulate you. You use your heart, your soul, your everything. You see the vision of what you want to be or who you desire to be within you. And this is how you become that power of force. It's all about what we call quantum entanglement. All these different realms entangling together, just folding together, coming together. Parallel worlds literally fusing together, causing a shift. And just like we said before, the system that these factions created, well, it's just too bad. Because their system cannot survive what is happening. Because their system cannot evolve. Their system never could evolve. The system is literally an obsolete system that they created. All the money in the world, it's not going to help it out at all. All the money in the world. At my job, they want you to work hard, because they have this belief that if you work extra hard, then more business will come to them. We don't care about their businesses. I'm just there to work. I'm doing a job so I can play this game so that in the meantime, pay these little whatever bills or whatever, until we get to that place where we're going to literally just fuck them up. And that's quantum entanglement. You going within the quantum area of your mind, changing, shaping, reshaping, remaking yourself into a true primordial deity, rebuilding yourself, realigning yourself, and therefore you be in a more definite place of power. This is what we're talking about, quantum entanglement, brothers. This is what we're talking about, quantum entanglement. Continue to build yourself. Continue to bring yourself into this place of absolute power. Continue to do this. Continue to work towards spiritual greatness. Continue to bring yourself into that place of hydrokinesis, power kinesis, telekinesis, electrokinesis, magnokinesis, omnikinesis, psychokinesis. I mean, just all these different areas of power. Keep building yourself. Keep moving. Keep pushing. It's called perseverance. And the more you go within yourself, the more powerful you become, the greater the quantum realms and the other realms fuse together. And as these realms begin to fuse together, you know what you're going to find yourself doing? You find yourself doing things even more powerful because you're bringing things together. Remember, we are the atoms of this world. We're the only ones who can change this. So because now you go to this higher tier, says, wait a minute. If I do this, then this can happen. You literally are shaping and reshaping everything about you. And now you're reshaping this realm. Because you're introducing a power to this realm that hasn't been active in a very long time. So, of course, our realm is very much alive. So, hey, my people are back. This is what quantum entanglement is all about, brothers. Entangling these realms, you're fusing these realms together. And as you fuse these realms together, you're finding yourself in this place of perfect inner peace, which brings you into this place of an extremely terrible power. Quantum entanglement, brothers and sisters. Quantum entanglement. All right, guys. That's all I got for now. That's all I got for now. This helps you out a whole lot. All right? So just know that without you changing, nothing changes around you. Because you have made the decision to shift, to change. This entire realm is changing. The entire galaxy is changing. The planet is changing. Everything is changing. And you listen to all these factors, scientists on YouTube, and they're like, there's a spike in the human resonance, and we don't know why. We know why. Because we're causing it. But they don't want to give us the credit. Even though they know it is us, they don't want to give us the credit. Because then they feel like it's going to encourage us to go even further. I'm encouraging you to go further, brothers. I'm encouraging you to go further. This is what we're about. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial and that means make chaos run peace forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos is everything. And this is quantum entanglement. And this is a powerful, powerful, powerful move, brothers and sisters, for you guys to move from where you were and jump all the way up here. You went from just meditating and Tai Chi and all this to jumping up to telekinesis. You say, I'm ready to walk. I'm tired of crawling. I'm ready to walk. Some of you are already talking about flying. We're going to talk about that. But let's go step by step by step. Because we're going to have to master one thing at a time. And the deeper you get into this telekinesis and finding your powers and finding your abilities and going into your meditation to find more of who you are, listening to your 72 demonic forces within you who communicate with you, talking to the angelic beings, talking to the higher, your higher self. I mean, you get all this information and then you act on it. And as you act on it, that quantum energy, that power, that you go into this quantum mindset, Now you open up more gateways and you're causing all these realms to fuse together, which will literally cause other things to happen. I saw a brother showed me an article today, and it was talking about how these other races are facing an extinction level. But they never mentioned the original people. They never mentioned the original people. Just know, brothers and sisters, there's a power within you that is waiting to arise, and you've got to bring that power out. You got to bring that power out, and it's within you. You got to take it to the next level, brothers. All right. All power to the Most Holy Chakra Celestial Angelic Beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos is everything, and you are quantum beings. All right. Much power to you all.
All right, y'all. The prince has spoken, right? All right, guys. Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom, guys. I am your host, Haruda 7 Oracle, most also known as Keith and Boy, guys. And I'm in bed today, y'all. I'm chilling, you know what I mean? So I'm doing a podcast in the bed. I actually infused some of my spring favorites, okay? So I like to do these shows where I like to just pull different randoms and kind of put it together. But overall, guys, it's a project or, you know, just a deeper message, okay? So if you guys are not strange to the ear, what we do here is Enhancing Awareness Radio. It's one big classroom, guys, where I choose many different lectures from many different people, you know, golden beings, let me say. Well, really everybody, you know what I mean? Whatever I have on the calendar for the week, guys. And, you know, just it, you guys, Remedy H on YouTube, The Cosmic Prince, Remedy H, Brother Wisdom, guys. If you have not followed his channel by now, guys, please go. All of my video credits will be in the show notes, guys. So every clip that I play, they're going to always be, at least this year, I started putting the credits in the show notes, guys. So please go and like and subscribe to the channel. The next clip I'm going to play is by Shari Zane. Love her. I've got readings from her, guys. She is amazing. She has Oracle decks for you guys. She also has tarot classes for you guys. You know what I mean? So she's doing a lot of great things. And, you know, I love to see the divine feminine, you know, when they are projecting balance and when they are projecting light and when they are truly trying to help even the man, you know what I'm saying, or even the other women, just helping one another, you guys, like uplifting one another. That's what it's about, especially with the changing of the world. See, here's the thing. These things are happening on a cosmic level, okay? So many people who are still doing shit out of spite, who are still being sneaky in the shadows, you know, I posted something, and this is going into the next lecture, because even when they speak about the races, you know, I get a lot of things that, as far as that rabbit hole is concerned, that we don't really know and how it's being played. You know what I'm saying? God, I heard that yesterday. So what is going on with the energy? Then it was the other day, but I went back to it yesterday, and I was like, what is going on with this energy? Let me tell you guys what our text is saying. When I ask what is about this energy that's going on in the shadows, right? So we got the in reverse. So overly critical, opinionated, dominant, violent, selfish, vengeful, biased, manipulative energy, and abusive. Then we got the Wheel of Fortune in reverse. All of these in reverse, okay? And bad luck, negative forces, out of control, vicious cycle, disappointment, feeling stuck. You know what I'm saying? And this is for the collective, y'all. and excuse me, this is for the collective as opposed as it pertains to the energy of what is going on in the shadows. Authoritative, domineering, controlling, a hoarder, easy to bribe, you know, that goes into that manipulative, lack of people skills, you know, just averse to change, do not want to let go and do not want to change. See, the changing of the guards, again, guys, is happening now. And they say the root of all evil is money, or, you know, and I always say the root to all devious, when, you know, nothing is hidden, right? I hope many of us know that. Many of us don't understand that. Nothing is truly hidden, guys, because one of the highest crimes that you can possibly commit is the misuse of power, not thinking that that's not going to come back on cosmically. You know what I mean? So, you know, we can take it as a joke. You know, that's okay. It's really, you know, a game. The cosmos or the nature, you know, daughter Earth, you know what I'm saying? She's cleaning herself up. And what is anything that is not conducive in helping her seems to be, you know, being directed. It goes into my name. To my next thing, Shabby Zane. It's an hour long, y'all. So, you know, it's not gonna be a long show, right? But this one is an hour long. I'm gonna try to put it at 2 hours. But love you guys. If you can contact me, my information is gonna be in the show notes, guys. I project that all of you are attempting to balance out even energy in yourself, right? And yeah, the sunlight of victory, you know what I'm saying? Chaos, too, you know, because we can't just negate negativity and chaos. But, excuse me, how we react, right? Life is only 10% of what happens in 90 and how we react to it, you know? So how are we reacting to the chaos, you know? And as Brother Wisdom always teaches all the time, the chaos that is happening on a cosmic level is to cleanse the shit that has been going on that has been unchecked, all right? So with that being said, let's go ahead and go into what Shabby Zane has to say. I love this one, y'all. Let's see. Here we go.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a message specifically for the chosen, okay? I want to tell you all about a dream that I had last night, and that I'm going to use the cards to go deeper to see what this dream was all about, what's being revealed to us at this time, okay? So I had a dream that I was guided by someone. I didn't know this person. I don't recognize them. Apparently, I knew them in the dream, though. But they took me to a location where they walked me into this room, and they was like, what do you think about this? So as I was looking around, I saw that it was very beautiful, you know. The people who had fixed it up made it look like it was, it looked like royalty, like it looked really, really nicely done. But what I noticed was that when I looked over to my right, the table in the room was very old and raggedy. So it's like this entire room looked like it was a beautiful, like a gala, I don't know, you know, a place that you might have a wedding reception or something like that at. But the table that the people were sitting at, it was two people sitting at the table when I looked over to my right. It was a man and a woman, one that was Asian and one that was melanated. And they were sitting down eating, but the table was extremely raggedy. So I said it very quietly because I didn't want to offend them. I was like, it's beautiful, but the table is, like, that needs to go. It needs a couple of revisions, you know. So the man that was sitting at the table right away, he heard me. And he said it out loud. He was, like, way from across the room. He was like, I agree with you. And so he called me over. This person that brought me into this room, they walked with me over to see this man. The woman that was sitting at the table with him, she was looking at me as looks could kill. Okay, I would have been laid out. She hated me for whatever reason. I don't know the woman, didn't even know her in the dream. So the man, he pulls out his phone, and he says, I want you to listen to this song and tell me what you think. So I stood there, you know, I had my hands in my pocket. I let him play it, and I closed my eyes, and it was in a different language. The song was smooth, but it was in a different language, but it was, I was starting to feel like it was trying to put me to sleep, even while I was standing. So I told him, I said, it's a beautiful song, but it's making me sleepy. He was like, okay, thank you for that. And he really valued, the energy that I picked up from him was that he valued my wisdom. That's why he was asking me for my advice. I looked over, and the woman that was sitting at the table with him, she was crouched down on the floor next to him, okay? She ended up saying, she spelled it out now. She said N-I-G-G-A. She had a thick accent because she was Asian. And so the person that was standing next to me was like, what did you just say? The man that was sitting there at the table eating with her looked at her like, what the hell did you just say? Next thing I don't know where all these people came from, y'all, but they snatched this woman up off the floor. And when I tell you she got a beat down, I didn't have to touch her. I just stood back. Even the man that was sitting at the table, he didn't even jump in. I stood back and I just let her get whatever karma was bringing. They was whipping her all around by her hair. And when I looked over at her, she shape-shifted into a melanated woman while she was getting beat up. And so they were saying all types of stuff to her, y'all. Like they was talking about, I mean, they was ripping her apart, like verbally and physically. And that's when I woke up. So it was a lot that happened in this dream. I'll tell you my interpretation of what I'm sensing, especially how it relates to you all. There are some people out here, and I feel like this message is specifically for those of you who have spiritual gifts that you are aware of, okay? Even those of you that are coming into awareness, but you haven't started using them yet, but you know that your life purpose deals with you utilizing these gifts, there are certain people who are very, very envious of you. You don't know them from Adam. You ain't never met them, but they're envious of the strength that there's other people who are connected to them that are in a higher position of authority that's watching you and that's very interested in what you have to bring to the world. This Asian woman, I kept thinking about it. Okay, the car alarm started sounding outside for somebody, so apparently it's an emergency, okay? It's urgent. The alarm is sounding. You're being shown something here. This Asian woman, when she spelled out nigger, obviously she spoke English well enough to be able to spell the word. So when I was thinking about it outside of my dream, you know, today, I'm like, why did she spell it? And then suddenly it hit me. The woman was doing spell work. That was also what she was doing, not only against me, but also against this man who she was trying to romance. Obviously, they might have had a connection or whatnot, or they were business partners, and she wanted more from him. But she was doing spell work on him as well. And I believe that's why he called me over and asked me to give him my opinion, because somehow he knew that I had a gift of being able to use my intuitive wisdom, using my spiritual senses to be able to pick up on what he was not able to see. This man, the music that he had me listen to was in another language. It was not in his language. It was alluring, but it was also one that would rock you back to sleep. So I feel like she was doing spell work through whatever music she was using or having him listen to. In the dream, that's what it looked like, okay? She was doing spell work on him, and he wanted to get he wanted to verify the truth. Now, why did she crouch down in the corner? I feel like at that point she was trying to hide. She wanted to hide up underneath his protection because apparently this man had been protecting her for a certain period of time because she was a shapeshifter. This woman had done spell work over him to make him believe that she was innocent and that she could not do no wrong. But behind the scenes, this woman, she hated people like me. She definitely hated him because for her to call me a nigger and she's sitting up here eating at a table with a melanated man, it just lets you know that she also hated him, but she was able to put him under a spell so that he would not be able to see her agenda. Not only that, but the people that showed up out of nowhere to defend me, that beat her down. She caught a spiritual beat down. Like she caught a beat down. I feel like that was my spiritual thing. That was my holy angels, my ancestors, my universal elemental cosmic spirits of love and life. They was all given the directive by the Most High Mother and Father to go ahead and tear her behind up. Okay, give her the karma that she's been asking for. And the thing is, I feel like I was literally walked into this room to be shown this woman getting her karma, even though I had never seen her before. It was meant for me, whoever led me into that room and said, what do you think about this place? They wanted me to reveal something about what this woman was setting up, how she was luring this man in and having him think that she was the perfect business partner or the perfect romantic partner, but behind all of it, there was some very sinister things that was going on. Whoever guided me in there knew that I had a gift of seeing. They knew that I had spiritual gifts. And so even though I whispered it to them, like, it's beautiful, but that table over there, something ain't right about that table. This needs to be changed up a little bit. They knew that I was going to see where the deficit was, where the what stood out, what was out of place. I was going to see that very easily. The man that was sitting at the table with her eating, apparently in that moment, she sensed that something was off, but he needed it to be verified by someone who had my gifts. So I feel like he might have sent for me through that person and walked me into that room. And when I whispered it, he already intuitively knew the truth about something being off, but he heard me. He picked up on what I was saying because he should not have been able to hear me way across the room with me whispering. It's beautiful, but something is off here. The table ain't right. That was the table that he sat at to eat with this woman. So he knew that there was something off about her. She might have even been doing spell work over his food. Okay, now I'm picking up on that as well. But she was a shapeshifter. She knew how to manipulate people, but her tricks and her spell work was no longer effective. When she was catching that beat down, when they was pulling on her hair, that's what made me pay attention. When they was dragging her by her hair turned into wool, like eye hair, okay, like melanated people's hair. And her skin turned very dark. She turned into a melanated woman, and they kept whipping her. They didn't stop, okay? They were still pulling her by her hair, snapping. I mean, she was being dragged, y'all. She shape-shifted in that moment because she thought that if she did that, maybe it would make them go into a spell and say, oh, my goodness, we can't do this to someone that looks like us. No, the veil had already been lifted. Truth had already been exposed. She had already shown her hand, and so she couldn't hide her agenda. And so my spiritual team took care of it. And the man that she was with sat back because he knew that she deserved it. Intuitively, he knew that something was off, but he needed clarity. And apparently I was taken in there to be shown that this woman had an agenda against me, where she was doing stuff behind the scenes and I had no clue, but it had to be exposed. So this is what is being shown here, y'all. Y'all who have spiritual gifts out there, those of you who have spiritual gifts out there, you have enemies. They've been doing spell work against you to stop you from being able to bring them forward to those people who are in a higher, or not, I'm not even going to say a higher position, but those people who have some form of authority or some form of resources that can help you to really get these gifts out there. Or there's people in a particular position who have been seeking out spiritual wisdom by so-called spiritualists, but they're losing their position of power because these people are now going to be seeking your guidance specifically because of something about you that they see as purified versus the wickedness, and they were detecting it. They sensed it, but they was underneath the spell of these people to where they couldn't fully see it, okay? There was an illusion that was cast in front of their eyes. So we're going to get into what this is all about for you all. Look at this. I'm already looking at the bottom of the deck, and it's the Five of Cups. This is that woman right here. She's going through it, okay, because all eyes is on her now, okay? All eyes on her. Fact of the matter is she hurt a lot of people. It's a lot of people who have tears in their eyes, and I don't even think that it is other people grieving her loss. I think that this is the grief that she caused on others, and now she has to feel it. All of these tears, oh, that makes, oh, my goodness. all of these tears is being cried, like over here, there's water that's spilling into the tub. I feel like these are the tears of those people who she has hurt, and now she's drowning in sorrow. She has to drown in the tears that she created for others, those of you who have these divine gifts, okay? I feel like it is a woman, might be several women, but it's something about this feminine energy. It could just be those feminine spiritualists who have been working on the low vibrational side of things, on, you know, dark side of things, to prevent those of us who have true gifts or true chosen thing from coming through, but they're being exposed and revealed, okay? So let's see what's going on here, y'all, because that dream, it was something else, but my spiritual team showed me they about to catch a beat down, okay? This is you coming out of that energy of feeling like things are stuck and moving forward into a positive direction, okay? You're being lifted up. This is your spiritual team right here. They shook you up out of sleep because, see, the Four of Wands in the original tarot deck, the Four of Wands is someone laying down sleeping, okay? But you have the truth here. Your spiritual team has given you the messages that you need to get you back up, okay? There might have been a period in your life where you felt like things had slowed down or where there was a certain amount of healing that had to be done in order for you to come up out of some place of sorrow or grieving. You might have gone through various changes recently. A lot of this was being done because of the spill work that was happening around you, because usually the blackbirds come around. When you see a lot of blackbirds, it's a sign that someone is doing spill work against you, and the blackbirds come as messengers to tell you these things, okay? But I'm strongly seeing with this card coming out in the reverse that the spell work is no longer working. You're no longer in this sleep state. I'm picking up that energy of being put to sleep like Snow White or, you know, those different characters in these fairy tale movies about being put to sleep until someone comes in to awaken you. This is a strong energy, and it could very well be that that man that was in my dream, he was seeking me out, but I picked up a very strong energy from him that was of light and of love. So he might have admired me even beyond my spiritual gifts. I don't know. But apparently the woman who was against me, she knew something. She knew something about it, and she couldn't stand me. So maybe it was off the strength that she knew that if he had ever met me or if he ever was able to see the gift that I have, that he would be kicking her to the curb, whether it was for a position, like an actual position, in order to seek out my gift so that I could help him, or an actual relationship. She just knew that she would be out of the picture. And so she was doing everything possible to try and stop him from gaining access to me. And so with this Six of Swords, this is you coming out of that murky water, coming out of that energy of battling. We went from the Four of Swords to the Six of Swords. What's in between that is the Five of Swords, which is that energy of battling, someone trying to one-up you, people that are jealous, that are working against you, doing malicious things against you. That would be the energy of that woman in the dream. And so you've had people that were doing this, but you're being rescued here. This is you being pulled out of a lot of this pain that was caused here because of these people or this woman that was working up against you, being lifted up and taken exactly where you need to go. And this is it's an example of the people that showed up in my dream out of nowhere. Like, obviously they already knew. They was watching. My spiritual team is always watching, okay? They was watching this woman. And it was the moment that she exposed herself, or that really I exposed her. I was called in there to expose her agenda. And that's why when the man had me listen to the music and I said it's making me sleepy, I exposed that she was trying to put him into a sleep state, or that whatever music, whatever melody that she was singing to him through her words, through her lies, through her manipulation, was keeping him asleep. And all he needed was for me to verify that for him. Because at that point, I feel he had made up his mind. When he got the clarity and I told him what he already knew intuitively to be true about this person and about what she was bringing to him, that's when he was like, okay, I get it. And that's when all hell broke loose for this woman. So your enemies are getting ready to catch the hands on a spiritual level. They're getting ready to catch some spiritual hands, y'all. And you're going to eyewitness it. Even if you don't know these people, you're going to eyewitness the downfall of your enemy, whether it's being shown to you on a spiritual level, through a vision, in your dream state, or in the physical. You're going to know that some people are catching a beat down right now. So this is you being lifted up, being saved and rescued by your spiritual team, because they've always been watching to ensure that you are safe in spite of what's happening around you, okay? And so let me see. I'm going to look into a different deck because it's all types of crazy stuff that's going on right now. But it's happening for your greatest good, okay? It's happening for the greatest good of all of us, all of the chosen, who have been operating from the space of integrity, and all you're doing is out here, you're just trying to do what the Most High Mother and Father has guided you to do. You're just stepping into your purpose and using your gift to help others. But people hate you behind the scenes for this. You know, paid under the table. There's people that have been paid under the table to work against you, but you have worked in your favor. So what they were trying to do against you, they thought that it was going to turn out well for them because they got a little bit of money to show for what they were doing. But the fact of the matter, that just made so much sense. I got to say this. The woman who was in the dream sat on the floor next to the man by the same table that I saw. The table just stood out too much in this place. Like, why would you have a raggedy table that you're sitting down eating at, but the whole place looks for royalty? She sat down next to him. That would have placed her right there behind the table. So that woman who had been working against you, to be still working against you, to stop you from getting to your destiny, was stayed under the table by other people to do this against you. But she didn't know that it was going to work out in your favor. Okay? She thought that she could hide. She thought that she could shapeshift so that people would never be able to see who she truly is. But now it's being exposed. Okay? I have a affair coming out here. Maybe she was afraid here. Let me see what this affair is. Maybe she was afraid that this man would want you, or, you know, it could be vice versa. You could turn the tables around. However this is, let me see what this affair is. What is this affair? It could be this woman was having an affair in a dream. Temperance in reverse, the Hierophant in reverse. So there is something about, oh my goodness, the Queen of Wands in the reverse. Queen of Wands in the reverse is very promiscuous, okay? So somebody, this could indicate that some of you out there might be divorcing someone who was very promiscuous. You might be finding out that someone was very promiscuous. And you're no longer patient with them. You're finding out that they are not an earth angel. They are not of love and of light. They, instead, they are actually very wicked. The Queen of Wands in reverse is someone that practices and spell work and dark magic because she would do anything to manipulate others, even using things such as sex magic and things of that nature, okay? And so the Hierophant in the reverse just shows you this is someone who is losing. Some sort of contractual agreement is now being severed, whether it's a marriage contract or work contract, some sort of institution that, you know, she might have been placed in a position, a higher level position, they're losing. This Queen of Wands in reverse is losing that position of authority. So it can be, you know, I've heard Sagittarius for some of you, but it doesn't have to be a Sagittarius because I started off with a lot of air sign energy. It can be any sign, any zodiac sign. But it is showing me that this affair, this man, maybe some of you are finding out that someone that you was with was having an affair and that they were highly promiscuous, but you might also be finding out that this person abused their position of authority in your life and that they are working on the dark side. They might have some mental issues as well. I strongly sense it with the Temperance card in the reverse. They're not balanced. They're not stable. And you are now in a position of releasing this contract, severing this contract with them. But this person was doing spell work to try to put you to sleep or to keep you chained and bound to them for a long period of time. Yeah, because the Hangman is here. They were trying to keep you stuck, okay? Look at that. But the truth came in. I feel like this would have been my energy where in the dream, I was called in to give this person that clarity that they needed. The Queen of Swords comes in with the Sword of Truth, okay? I feel like this person needed me to bring the truth about this Queen of Wands in the reverse. They needed me to show them the true nature of this person here. And so now that the truth has been revealed, now that you all are out there, some of you might be out there doing spiritual work already where you're bringing things to the forefront. People are seeking your spiritual guidance, whether you do what I do or whether you bring this wisdom forward in other ways. There are people that are seeking your spiritual guidance to find out about people around them, and now that the truth is being exposed, it looks like, you know, the Queen of Wands in reverse, that's someone who's extremely mad. She's pissed off, but there's nothing that she can do about it because now her gift, what she was able to use with this Queen of Wands in reverse, is no longer effective. Her spell work does not work. She can't shape shift to make other people go to sleep on her agenda anymore. Let me clarify this Queen of Wands in reverse and what she might have been doing behind the scenes here. People are being exposed. It cannot be hidden. We're in the age of Aquarius. I don't understand why. How can you be spiritual, even if you call yourself working on the so-called dark side, the low vibrational side of spirituality, when you're doing wicked rituals against people and stuff like that? How can you be spiritually aware and not understand that in the age of Aquarius, nothing can be hidden? They really thought that they were going to be able to get away with this. But if those of us who are true chosen seeds coming in with true divine gifts are exposing these people, look at this. They are having health issues. This Queen of Wands in the reverse was trying to cause health issues for you. That's what she was hoping. But now she's actually having health issues. And it also says jealousy spell. This Queen of Wands naturally is very jealous either way. Okay? So she was doing stuff against you out of jealousy. Okay? Mirror magic is also right behind this. She was doing mirror magic. Okay, she was trying to siphon your energy. She was doing jealousy spells, and she was also trying to cause health issues for you. Okay, but now it's backfiring to where this Queen of Wands in reverse is now going through health issues, because what I picked up with the Temperance in the reverse is mental health issues. It's starting to happen for this person. Diet spells. Some of you all might have found yourself maybe overeating or overindulging or maybe picking up a certain amount of weight in certain areas of your body where you did not feel confident. This is what the Queen of Wands in reverse was doing against you out of jealousy. She was jealous of your beauty, jealous of your gift, and she was most certainly jealous of the fact that if this person that she wanted to stay tied to got access to you, that this person would likely want to create a union with you, whether it is, again, through business, okay, some form of a business partnership or through romantic partnership. She was very jealous of that. And so she was trying to do all of it. She was doing these things against you, but this divine intervention that came in to put an end and put a rest to what she was trying to do to you, okay? To expose her, not only to you, but also to him. So then I have, look at that, investigator. I told you so. Investigator, bottom of the deck is betrayal. There, she had eyes on her. Or the whole time that she would cause the pain for others because she would hurt herself, because she was unhealed. This person could also have drinking issues. I feel like this person also has addictions, all right? Because she was in this energy, there was eyes on her that was monitoring her the entire time, investigating everything that she was doing, okay, investigating the entire betrayal. And she didn't know it. She didn't know that she was being watched. She thought that she was going to be able to keep on shape-shifting, continue to lie, do spell work, put those people around her underneath spells so that she could continue to stay in her position of authority or whatever position she had at that time, or to continue to gain the royalties of those people that was in her life. Look at that. I told y'all wanted to cause illness. This is here. Look at this. This came out with two different decks, okay? I told you. I said, what is this woman, what has she been doing? Wanted to cause illness, and they are having health issues. She wanted to cause illness for you, but now she's going through health issues. That's how it works. The pendulum must swing back. And you best believe after that beatdown that she got in the dream by my spiritual thing, she's gonna be suffering from some health issues. You ain't coming out of that unscathed, okay? It's gonna be very well, you know, she's gonna feel that one, because it was one of those beatdowns where there was no mercy. These people that have been working against you, the type of karma that's coming to them, there is no grace, there is no mercy. Because they had no mercy, they had no grace over you when they was working up against you, and you had no idea. You minded your business, out here doing your work, doing what you were assigned to do, taking care of yourself, healing yourself, transforming, being the best version of yourself, operating from a space of integrity and honor and truth. And behind all of that, you had people like this woman that said, oh, no, I don't want to see them thrive. I don't want to see them get their inheritance and their birthright. I want to stay in my position. I want to make sure that this person does not rise up. No, I don't know them, but I just know that based on what I see, I don't like it. She was jealous. They was jealous of you, and they decided to sell their soul. That's what she did. She sold her soul for a few coins. paid under the table. And what ended up happening? She was paid under the table, and guess what? Her ass ended up hiding under the table for refuge in hopes that no one would see her because she knew the karma was coming. That's why her ass flopped down on the floor. Whoever these people are that's been working up against you, they know it. They feel the karma coming to their behind. And that's why she got down in that, you know, in that innocent position. You know, oh, woe is me. Mm-mm. Not going to work this time, sweetheart. Because the people that she was putting under the seal that had you shielded, because I truly believe that that man that she was sitting at the table with that called me over is also an earth angel. I believe that he had spiritual gifts that she was trying to keep quiet and to shut down so that he would never awaken to her agenda and so she could always benefit off of his gifts. But because he intuitively sensed that something was not right, he had to seek out someone that he could trust, and he sent for me. She knew I was coming, and she knew that when I came in there, I was going to reveal the truth, and because of that, she automatically squatted down. But see, the thing is, she could not withhold her anger. She knew it was like, okay, the karma is coming anyway, so I might as well go ahead and blurt it out. And she said, N-I-G-G-A. Why would you even say that out loud? The moment she said that, it was over with. It was over with, but she had to do it. She had to show her hand. You see what I'm saying? She had to reveal herself and expose herself because she knew she could no longer hide it. And so that's when she got that knife beat down. And so they, oh, gosh, they're about to catch it. They're going to catch it hard, okay? You have to expect a message coming out here. Dark magic is here. Expect a message in regards to some dark magic that was being done against you, okay? Expect a message. Whether it's this message right here, or whether you receive it in your dream state, just like I received it in my dream about this woman, or whether you, however you receive it, expect that you're going to receive that message and that the truth is going to be revealed to you, okay? I love to see when karma and justice and the skills balance out on behalf of the chosen. Look at this. Karmics are losing money. You best believe they're losing everything because at that point she lost her position, she lost her respect, she lost the position of authority that she had in that person's life. You know, like I said, the place that they were building up looked like royalty. So apparently there was a lot of money invested. Somebody had to have the money to back up such a beautiful space. But anytime, I just knew it wasn't right. I feel like what I was seeing, it could very well be that what that man thought he was looking at when it came to that table, he probably thought it all fit in. But he felt like something was off. He just couldn't put his finger on it. But when I walked in, it took me 2.5 seconds to realize, yeah, it's beautiful, but that situation over there with that table, something ain't right. They just so happened to be sitting at that table. She just so happened to be at that table eating with him. That's why the table wasn't right, because her energy was there. She was there. And so when he saw that I picked up on what he intuitively felt, that was the confirmation that he needed because he trusted my gift. He trusted my wisdom. He trusted that I would give him the truth. And that's when he sought out another opinion. Listen to this and tell me what you think. And that's when her ass was crouching down on the side. Like, oh, man, it's over with. So I might as well go ahead and show my hand because she didn't have no choice anyway. So when she said, and I'm glad she said N-I-G-G-A because when she said it, it woke him up to realize that, okay, if you're saying that about her and she looks just like me, then that means you really don't like me either. You see what I'm saying? He realized it. That's why he didn't jump in to save her when she caught that beat down. And she's sitting up there shape-shifting while she's getting tossed around like a rag doll, shape-shifting into a melanated woman. I guess she was hoping that she could create the illusion for him that suddenly would put him back underneath the seal, like, no, let me save her, let me help her, because that's who she really is. No, he already knew. So he sat back and allowed it to happen, working with the U.S. corporation. Some of these people, they sold their souls to work with the powers that were against you. Because they felt like, see, this is the structure here of people that are seated in a position of power or authority, and they have other people that's underneath them. She might have been given directives here by other people, but it did say paid under the table, so she was paid under the table by somebody. Likely, it was dealing with the U.S. corporation. This woman was paid to do spell work against those of you who have spiritual gifts out there. Paid to do it. But now, it says facing jail time because of theft. She was likely trying to siphon your spiritual gift, using it to the advantage of the powers that were, and keeping certain people who could actually help you in a free state. It's almost like she was an agent, even amongst the people that she was working with or those that trusted her that would likely have good intentions towards you, right? These people might not have been aware. Like that man in particular was not aware of her agenda, but he was working with her. But behind the, she was working with people who was also against him, but he did not know it. And so she's facing jail time. This could be spiritual jail. This could be physical jail that she ends up going to. Might not be behind this, but it could be other things that she gets caught up in that just lands her behind in jail, okay? But however it is, she was stealing. She was stealing, and this says karma returns. So everything that she took away from you, now it's being taken away from her. A millionfold. She's catching them spiritual hands in a way that she never saw coming. And there's no way that she could shapeshift her way up out of this one, y'all. Let me pull from this other deck because it's a very clear message. And I'm glad that this person has been exposed and that it's one of those exposures that I got to see right there in front of me. And so I feel like that was me eyewitnessing this person going down. I don't know if I'll be able to see it in a physical realm, but I most certainly saw it in the spiritual realm. And so as above, so below. What happens in the spiritual realm takes place in the physical realm. So whoever's been working against me, oh, she's getting ready. She's caught it. Ain't no she's about to. She has caught a spiritual beatdown by my spiritual team. And so has this woman or this person, these people who have been working against y'all. Please believe it. But I strongly sense that it was one person, though, that had been lifted up in a position of power that had a lot of people that were seeking her spiritual wisdom, but the whole time she was siphoning the energy and the gift of the chosen to feed it to the beast of the system and hoping that, okay, people will always come for her because she's that gift factor. She has that gift. This could be, again, those feminine energies. It could be multiple women who were given a position of authority in the spiritual community to give readings or to give spiritual guidance to other people, but they was doing it from a space of wickedness and they was hiding their hands. But now the truth, like, you know, the message already came out about the true high priestess, okay? I did that message a couple of weeks ago. Go back and watch that, how the true high priestess is stepping forward. It really does feel like this person or these people are being dethroned, okay? They're being dethroned. So, but look at this. I told y'all. This broad, the Hierophant is here again, okay? And these cards are new. I purchased these cards specifically so that I can get a glimpse at the wickedness that's being done in the spiritual realm. So they, you know, they look this way because they give you a glimpse of what people are doing. So I have the Emperor in the reverse. I have, what is this, the Nine of Cups. It says the Nine of Potions here. So this is what this card looks like, the Nine of Potions. I feel like there was a bunch of potion spell work. I'm trying to read what's on these cards, on these bottles here. It's hard to see what it says. But these potions are spell work that was being done here, okay? The Nine of Cups is that energy of self-indulgence, okay? Self-fulfillment. I feel like this woman was even doing spells like over people's drinks. Again, that person was sitting at the table. They might have, I don't know if they were celebrating, but they was eating. They were feasting. So I feel like maybe doing spell work over people's food or maybe over the person's drinks or whatnot. But whatever these potions are, it was all about self-gratification and receiving their own wish fulfillment. Then behind this, I have the Moon card. This person was doing moon magic, okay? Spell work, moon magic, dark magic in order to create these potions here. Yes, a lot of wickedness behind the scenes because the moon deals with things that are hidden. So this was a secret. It was hidden in the dark. Definitely a dark witch is who this person is. Then I have the Hierophant here. This person was given a position of authority. There's something about this book. This is like this is a spell book here. This person had some sort of knowledge here. The Hierophant deals with like a traditional structure. This is the same thing as this card. But this is showing that behind this so-called traditional structure is a lot of wickedness, and they have access to certain spells, certain rituals, and certain things that they have been doing against the chosen, those of you who have true gifts out there. And this woman had access. She had direct access to it. So with the emperor coming out in the reverse, the emperor in the upright is someone who has a position of authority. She has lost her position. These people have lost their position of power and authority. They had the authority before, and if they thought they did, to use this spell work, to do this moon magic, to use these potions against the chosen. Now, the gig is up. It's over with. There's nothing else that they can do, okay? Look at this. Look at this. Another one that says potions, the seven of potions. Same thing as like the seven of cups, creating illusion spells. That's what this is all about. Look at how she's mixing something up that says mute saliva. Ooh, so this person was even doing stuff, probably using people's saliva. She could have been using people's bodily fluids and placing it inside of the food of this man or the drinks of this person that was in my dream, or doing this, like, when you think about it in the physical realm, whoever she had access to that didn't know her agenda, that was trusting her, she was actually putting things in their food, bodily fluids, in order to keep them up underneath the spell. It could also indicate doing sex magic and using her bodily fluids to keep this person underneath the spell through sex magic and things of that nature. But I'm definitely picking up on this energy of her whipping something up here to be consumed, okay? I'm telling y'all, okay, this card is in a reverse. Both of these cards in a reverse. It says the seven of candles. So that would be the seven of wands. So with this coming out in the reverse, is showing you that this person is they're not protected. They can't defend themselves. There's nothing that they can do staying on top. The shield is down. Seven of wands in the upright, that's staying on top because you're standing your ground. You're able to fight up against opposition. This person has no protection. They cannot stand their ground in this one, okay? This person was doing candle magic, something about seven candles, you know, lighting candles. For some of you, I just heard if you're a life path number seven specifically, or it could be they were doing specific rituals for 7 days or something about the increments of the number seven, using that in their spell work, okay? And then I have here, this is the three of candles, but it's in the reverse. So that would be the three of wands in the reverse. This person can't go nowhere. They're stuck now. But they was trying to prevent you from moving towards your destiny using the spell work, okay? Oh, my goodness. So then at the bottom of the deck, I have the lovers. Now, I told y'all, this is my first time using these cards. What this has on here says Max Damonson. Maybe some of you all know somebody named Max. Max Dennison, that's what it says, Max Dennison. There's a phone number on here dealing with the lovers. I think she was trying to stop the exchange of you, this person gaining access to you. She didn't want this person to gain access to you because the lovers is a divine union. Behind us is the Queen of Pumpkins. I'm thinking that might be the Pentacles. Queen of Pentacles. Behind us is a divine union here, okay? The lovers is all about a divine union that comes together, that's brought together by the holy angels, okay? By your spiritual team, the Most High. So when you have the lovers coming out here, this number says 555. That's what's standing out in this phone number that's being given from this man to this woman. 555. There's some major, she knew that there was going to be some major changes the moment that this man had direct access to you to be able to talk to you personally. Because when you exchange phone numbers, that means a personal conversation is going to be had between you and someone else. She knew that she had to do spell work to keep this person from having direct access to you, because the moment that this person was able to talk to you is when they were going to be able to gain clarity about who this woman was. That's what this was all about. She knew that this person was going to be seeking you out, and she did not want this person to have access to you. Not at all, okay? But she couldn't stop it. She couldn't stop it. She could not stop this exchange from happening, or from this person reaching out to gain access to you. So now I have the Nine of Wands. And then I have the King of Lightning. Yep, I told you. The King of Lightning, that's the King of Wands. Somebody was taking action. There's a lot of fire energy that's coming out right now. But this is somebody that's taking action right now, okay, coming towards you because he's gained some clarity. He's been enlightened about something. He's turned the light on now. He's no longer in the dark. And this person, he has a smirk on his face, so he's happy to gain the clarity. He's happy to see the truth. and what's standing out is this blue shirt that he has on underneath this. So now he's ready to also come forward and communicate his truth. He was, at one point, he was wrapped up in the web here, the web of lies, the web of deception, the web of this matrix. He was wrapped up in that, but now he has the light, and he's shining this light, and he's happy to have clarity about this, because this person has been seeking you out here. They're going to be seeking you out. You might end up communicating with this person directly, where they give you their phone number, or somebody gives you this person's information here, so that the two of you can come together again. The nine, no, this is the, yeah, this is the nine of wands. The nine of wands is perseverance, not giving up. I feel like in spite of all of the candle magic this woman was doing, this person never gave up on you. They always knew that even if they don't know you personally, I feel like this person has been watching you, though. They've been seeking you out. They've been wanting to gain some clarity from you, but she's been blocking them, keeping this person under the illusion. So even though you didn't know this person personally, they knew you. They know you. They've been watching you. And they knew that in spite of what the candle magic this woman was doing, because you see this chandelier, it's very sparkly. It looks beautiful and whatnot. It looks like royalty, right? It's like that room that I walked into in my dream, but every candle that she was lighting was all spell work that was being done against this person and against you and others, okay? This person never gave up on the pursuit of you. Look at that. The Empress is at the bottom of the deck. Hello? This person knows that you are an Empress. Even if you're a man, maybe you are seeking answers in regards to an Empress. This message might be, it could be reversed, where you're cross-watching and you are seeking guidance in regards to an Empress, and you know that somebody that you have been with has been working against you to keep your eyes shut, doing spell work, sex magic, putting stuff in your food, because they wanted to benefit from what you had financially, or, you know, whatever position of power that you had, whatever position of authority you might have. They knew, oh my goodness, I got the Empress at the bottom of the deck with judgment right behind that. The gates are now open. You now have access to leave because, see, listen, first of all, let's talk about the Empress card right here. The Empress is your energy. For those of you who have spiritual gifts, you know you're a high priestess. You've done all this work on yourself. It's you. But, again, there could be an emperor that's watching this, that's gaining their clarity right now as I'm speaking today. But this, you as the Empress, you had some sort of evidence. It's like you had an eye for something. She's holding a camera, and it's like she has an eye. You have an eye for being able to see something. You have a spiritual lens that gives you clarity about those things that you see. That's why this person was seeking you out, because they knew that you had an eye for understanding things. Your spiritual eyes have been opened, because this would be considered like the third eye, okay? Your third eye is open, and so you have a gift of being able to see on a spiritual level. And so this person was seeking you out because they've been watching you. They know that you're their Empress. And this other female, Queen of Wands in reverse, was trying her best to stop it. She was trying her best, but it has not worked. So with the judgment card here, I feel like this is saying that no longer is this person trapped in death with this Queen of Wands in reverse. This person is not, it feels like if they would have stayed with this person, all of the spell work that this woman was doing on this man, she might have caused him to have physical illness. It could have been that she wanted to get his inheritance, or whatever it is she could obtain from him through this union. He sees it clearly now, but with all that spell work that she was doing over his food and the sex magic and stuff, if you are an emperor watching this right now, and you're connected to someone, you found that your health has been failing, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, know that it's because of the spell work that was being done against you, and you already intuitively felt that there was something off about the person that you were dealing with. This is your clarity right here. So it was like she was trying to lead you to the gates of death here, because there's coffins here. This also, I feel like this is also saying this woman was doing graveyard magic on you as well, doing things in a graveyard, okay? The gate is open to where this masculine, whoever this person is, can now walk out free because they've gained the clarity. So your health will begin to improve once you allow yourself to be completely removed and detached from this Queen of Wands in reverse, okay, this wicked witch. Now, Judgment Day is here. So this is that divine intervention. This is that divine intervention that is opening up the gates to set you free. It's a lot of people that have been buried here because it's a lot of graves. For some of you, if you had someone that you might have lost that was close to you, it could very well be because of some of the spell work that this particular person was doing over that your loved one. Maybe even if they knew, I don't know if they knew you when you lost this person, but it just feels like, this, like I said, this person has done this many times before. They're no strangers to doing spell work on people, and this is why they sit in this pool of tears, grieving, because they hurt too many people in the past, okay? A lot of people have been hurt behind the spell work that they were doing. So they're not just catching karma for what they did to you. The karma and the beat down that they are catching, the change that they are going through, is because of what they've done to a lot of people. And so now the gates of hell is open for this person. This person might be headed towards, like, losing their life because they have bad health. You know, they're experiencing health issues now. It's bad. The Strength card is here. Five of Pentacles and the Ten of Pentacles. So they're getting ready to be in poverty. Five of Pentacles is being left out in the cold. They're in poverty. These pumpkin heads don't look too happy, okay? The demons that they were conjuring up, every last, all of them, the person, the physical person, the demons they conjured up, the people that they work with behind the scenes that hired them and paid them under the table to work up against you, all of them are going down. You persevered. You maintained your strength. You're going to get the Ten of Pentacles, which is your inheritance, okay? There's a certain amount of elevation that's happening for you right now. So all the chosen seed, the emphasis, those who are guided to this message, and you know you ain't on the negative end of this thing. You're getting ready to evolve higher. Ten of Pentacles is security, okay? It's security. I feel like you have stepped into your power. This person here, they had a certain amount of power and authority, but now everybody sees them for who they are. And this person is angry. She had a certain position of authority where she really thought, this person has done this to so many people that they really thought that they can overcome any and everybody, even those of you who are the chosen seed. They thought they could overcome your angels, your ancestors. They thought they could overcome the Most High God because they had been pumped up that much, hyped up that much to believe that they had that much strength, okay? But now everybody sees them for who they are, and they're mad about that. So I'm going to, let me see what I'm going to close out with. I'm going to close out with a couple of messages here. But yeah, you're going to get your Ten of Pentacles now. So everything that was withheld from you, now you're going to have an overflow of abundance. That's generational wealth. That's being set for life, okay? So many of you who, if you felt like you were in a Five of Pentacles, when you were taking losses, or when you feel like your money had come to a halt, or things had slowed down tremendously, things are going to pick back up on your behalf here. Look at this. It says, foolish decision, mental illness. This person has a mental illness. But see, they made a very foolish decision to work up against you because they wanted to cause mental illness. They wanted to cause physical illness. Whatever type of illness they could cause, they tried to cause it for you, and now they're dealing with it. Now they're dealing with it. I'll take one more card here. Children. Some of them was actually trying to work up against children, your children as well. And so it's over with, you know. Conspiracy, all of this, you know, it's being revealed. There's religious groups, I have more involved, religious groups that was behind this as well, some people that are sold out, you know, they try to come off as being honorable to the world, but they have sold out to, you know, with the powers that were, to work up against the chosen seed because they thought that was going to keep them in a position of power and authority, but now they're going to deal with illness, poverty, death, imprisonment, I mean, you name it, when you talk about hellfire, they catch them in spiritual hands. So that's my message for you all. I love you. Please be sure to like and subscribe to my channel. If you have anything to add to this, leave a comment below. Let me know what you think, what you've been going through. And we're going to establish the highest form of righteous judgment cast upon the heads of these people. Let me just pull one card from my declare and decree that for those of you who have stuck around see what you can declare and decree. You're going to write this down on paper and burn it and give thanks to the Most High. Your spirit is going to clear these energies out. If you want to order this deck, it's called Declare and Decree. I made this deck specifically so that you can use it to offset spiritual warfare, so that you can see what's happening in the spiritual realm and clear it out with the help of the Most High and your spiritual finger. So we're just going to pull a card very quickly to see what you can clear out concerning the foolish behavior, the foolish decisions that these dark warlocks and witches have decided to take on or to do against you. So I have two cards. I have all people, places, and things that does not serve my highest good is now cleared from my energy and spirit and in flesh. So especially for those of you who are cross watchers, emperors who are watching this, do this. Be very intentional about writing this down so that whoever does not serve your highest good is now cleared from your energy. All people, places, and things that do not serve my highest good is now cleared from my energy and spirit and flesh. Last card says all self-doubt and disbelief and my potential are now cleared from my energy and spirit and flesh. This is very important, too, because that man in my dream, he was doubting himself. He felt something. He had a natural gift, but she was being put up on the street so much by this woman through her magic and these potions that she was putting in his food and all types of crap that he didn't trust his own intuitive nudges, okay? So any all self-doubt and disbelief and my potential are now cleared from my energy and spirit and flesh. That's my message. I love you all. I'll talk to you all next time.
So there are a dozen talkers. They don't leave room for really you to Hi, I'm Eleni from your Yale Botanica. Welcome back. So great to see you all. Thank you for sharing us and coming back. And if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, we're www.yeyeo. And we're a spiritual and wellness supplier, which is why I do videos about all things spiritual. And I'm Eleni. I want to shout out all my people from Salem, Massachusetts. Woo-hoo! Welcome. Have you ever wondered why you get so drained of energy when certain people? Well, today we're going to talk about energy vampires, some of the signs, some of the symptoms, and the sweet thing about how they may affect you. So, let's get started. So, we've all heard this term energy vampires, energy suckers, energy leeches. They're all pretty much the same. Basically, there are people that we're around that seem to drain our energy, drain our force. And so energy vampires are individuals who they become strengthened, they become enlivened, they get more energy around being around other people and drawing from their energy. So at the end of the day, that's what an energy vampire is. So we're going to use the term vampire. Maybe I'm going to use energy suckers, energy leeches. They're all pretty much the same thing. So oftentimes, people who are the person who's pulling energy, they don't really realize that they're really draining other people because it's something that's very myopic. They're just in their own world, right? So some of the signs, some of the contributors to people who have this ability is that sometimes they are a victim of a lot of trauma, different kinds of life trauma. They may have deep family issues. They may have mental health issues. And definitely they have strong insecurity, which is why they're needing to feed off of other people's energy. So some of the signs that you are being affected by an energy vampire. So some of the things to look for when you're around people and or one particular person, it can be a lot of them in your life, but when you're one-on-one with them, these are some of the things to look out for. They never seem to get enough attention with maximum time. So you're giving them time and giving them time and giving them time. They need to talk to you all the time. And it's never just a little bit. It's always these long extended periods of time where it's just never enough, right? The other thing is they're always repeating themselves. They've told you a story. And every time you see them, they're telling the same story. Or they told you the same story over and over in that one conversation. The other one is they're always talking about themselves. They really don't leave room for you to share with. So they're talking. They're usually incessant talkers. So they're incessant talkers. They don't leave room for really you to share. They never get enough attention. They always have a lot of drama. They always have a drama story to tell you. This thing happened, other people, all this stuff going on in their life. But again, they're still not really tapping into your life, right? And I always say, it's just a little sweet thing, you're their friend. They're not necessarily your friend, right? The other is, they always seem to have a victim idea. Someone's always doing something to them. Some situation's always happening to them. And also, they try to isolate you when you're with them, or they try to isolate you as their friend, as their whatever. So these are some of the things to really understand with people who are drawing your energy. And so that's why they're called energy vampires, sucking your energy, right? So here's a little story, just to kind of give you a little feel. This someone who, every time they saw me, Eleni, and they would just talk incessantly. I could only get one or two words in. And if I asked them a question about this condition that they would talk about, whether it be drama or them being victimized, they would just run over. They wouldn't even acknowledge those questions. They would just continue on. Talking, right? So how do you know that you're being affected by an energy vampire? Well, you can feel very overwhelmed when dealing with them. It's like, oh, enough, pause. The other is you could feel very anxious, maybe irritable, kind of like, had enough, feeling very uncomfortable after being with the person and or while you're with them. Sometimes people feel drowsy, like just very drained afterwards, feeling not enlivened. If you felt lively before, then you had the interaction and then you feel very drowsy or tired. These are some of the main symptoms that you would feel once dealing with someone was drawing all of your energy. So one of the things, a couple of things to do is, one, you need to distance yourself from the person. Do not interact with them as often. And I just want to say another sweet thing is, could be over text, telephone, Zoom, FaceTime, or face-to-face. Any continuous interaction. And so, you know, back in the day, it was only video, telephone calls, in person, but now people have text and they have other ways to interact, where someone could be just texting for an hour back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, right? Or sending you texts that's like 20 texts. These are all signs of people who are drawing from your energy. If you're feeling emotionally drained or energetically drained after dealing with this person, the last thing is to protect your energy. P-Y-E, protect your energy, right? Clear yourself in some way. So I did an aloe video, but aloe is fantastic to clear your energy. Flip that around. Right? So you can bathe with aloe. You can bathe with lemon. We have a lemon soap also that's very good for clearing yourself. And another one is when you're going to see this person, if you want to kind of block yourself, is a protection soap. You can also use protection oil or some kind of spray around protection to help to block yourself. So, and my last sweet thing is my beautiful empath. You're always getting energy from people, places, or things, right? Feeling things. Empaths are very, very susceptible. And spiritually sensitive people are very susceptible to energy vampires. Remember, YE, protect your energy. Kind of just limit your time. And give them a smile and say, see you next time.
They knew that they killed someone,
right? So, but they would do a lot of damage to the risk factor, okay? So they would either put a small portion of their hair in a cake. They would always make a cake. They would make a cake. They would cook. That would be on the next dish or something. They would skin it. They would use a portion of the hair. They use a little bit of, teeny tiny little bit of urine, all right? They would use fecal matter, just a little bit of fecal matter, and put it in there, and develop that form of witchcraft then, all right? And basically, they were, as they were making this dish, they would say, you will have your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. I'm not going her great-great-great-grandmother's husband. She wanted him. So what I did was, this is a visual, this is a picture right here, a family curse. And then, the picture right here is to release on a spell. Alright, so what you want to do is you want to use wood, because wood is like that natural part. You see I put all the emblems on the outside of it, and I did that same thing on this side here. Alright, so what I'm doing now is, now is the part where you do the ritual. Alright, I'm using quartz crystal. Of course, crystals play a role in my miners here. Now, this right here, we're going to say charcoal. It'll come in a pack like this. You can get it from most, you can get it from the smoke shop where they sell, where they have hookahs sold everywhere now. And you can get a pack of it, you get a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you get 10 of them. You get $1, $1.50, somewhere around there, $2. All right? So what you're doing here is before you, after you write the stitch, you want to activate the stitch. All right? So I'm using whatever herbs, I mean, a powder that spices for their herbs that was ground into a spice. So I'm putting 4 different herbs, all right, to work directly with this spell to break a curse. All right? So like you see, you write the sigil, and you go online and get all the sigils that you need to get. Remember, you want to try to at least print out or write them, write as many as you can. All right, these are old and ancient sigils. This is a sigil to break a family curse. Just look it up and Google it. So what I did was I drew it, and then I used my Dremel, and I engraved it. And then I took the black marker, and I went over it with the black marker, okay? And what else? This is a sigil to break a family curse. And this is a sigil to release, to be released from a curse. All right? So what we do here now is we're going to use basil. What basil does is basil enhances spells and rituals. So we're going to put a little bit of basil inside of here. It's right there inside of this here. A little bit of basil inside of here. I'm not doing this live because I'm using my other recording device. So I'm sorry, I'm not going live. It's just too many questions going live. Oh my goodness. So many people get pulled off, go off course. But what about this and what about that? And I'm really not ready to answer all these questions because I just want to talk about witchcraft, sorcery, spells. All right, this is wormwood. Wormwood is widely known to be to use as methods of breaking spells. Okay? Wormwood is an herb.
Okay. Let's see if I can pull up what wormwood looks like. Let's see if I can pull it up. Wormwood.
Yeah.
Herbs
those spices that you want to use, and you should just look up the herbs and spices you use for different spells. You can take these herbs and spices, you can put them in little satchels and put them in your pocket. In the olden days, many of the people would have little satchels of certain herbs that they would connect to them, and it would literally give them a protection. I know I bought some, they were called chakra stones that I got from Spencer. So I put them in a little sack, and I was pooping like crazy. I was like, why am I pooping so much? It was like, it was nonstop. It was just, every time I got up, it was like I had to go right back. And then I said, oh my goodness, it's these crystals. And I don't know which crystal it is. We don't talk about those crystals. Crystals really play a big role in your life. And I, when I took them out of my pocket and I put them up, the pooping stopped. I mean, it was like I was pooping nonstop. So these crystals and the crystals and all the herbs all really work when you put them in your pocket and put them in your back. Okay, you have another one called Blue Sapphire. Blue Sapphire works against removing black magic and curses. You have fire agate, all right, of A-G-A-T-E, all right, it activates the guardian angel within you to help fight against any type of curses or spells. Then you have hematite. Hematite is extremely powerful in breaking all kinds of curses and removing spells. You have Moldavite. Moldavite protects and removes spells. You have Rose Quartz that plays a role in this area, the removing spells, Rose Quartz. All right. You have Selenite. I have lots of Selenite that are helpful. Protect you against curses, and selenite literally helps you protect you against curses, especially in your dream state. Selenite is one that you want to keep around while you're sleeping. Okay. Then you have Apache Tear. We're gonna have to look up some of these crystals here. All right. You have Bloodstone. I had a Bloodstone crystal one time before, and I think I've lost it. All right. You have Bloodstone crystal. There's howlite. I was looking up howlite. It was kind of expensive, and I didn't want to buy it. I should have went ahead and bought it. You know, tiger eye. And those are the crystals that are used to help protect against curses of black magic. All right? So we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that you have your herbs that you can use. You can look up the herbs. The protection, the herbs to break spells. The most powerful herb that you want to use to break spells is wormwood. Okay? And wormwood here, wormwood is the most powerful herb. And then there are other herbs that you can look up and you can get them. I think, I forget the name of them. Let's see here. I have to look it up again. A lot of stuff I knew some of the things I don't remember. All right. You have anise that you can use. Anise is an herb. I think you can use clove. If you don't know what clove looks like, clove is an herb. It's like a little brown type herb that's used for. Let's turn the 5G on here. Medical properties, clothes. cloves are very powerful in doing, okay, cloves are also used for spell enhancement, just like basil. I think cloves are more powerful. I could have got the cloves instead of the basil, but I've already done the spell. All right, I've already done the spell, and I had the sigil, I had the spices, and I already completed the spell. I said the chant over it while it was going, and just the place in the wood is this energy. You can smell it. You can smell the spices around here, and this energy went into the spice, went into this sigil that's written. And when it's handed to her, and when I'm already done, the spell is already working on her now. All right, the spell is working on her now. But when she gets it and she touches it, it's going to be activated, all right? And then everything is going to go in reversal, all right? Plants have been used for a long time for spells and to break spells. But like we said, in the olden days, when the great grandparents, they used their body fluid to put spells on people. All right, like I said, they were take a piece of hair, and they were a little teeny tiny piece of hair, and they would put it in the cake, and they would make the cake. And the spell would be on them, all right? Or either they would bit. Yes, and most of the time they bake cake. So they ate a lot of cake back in the day, and they bake cake. And that's how they put spells on people. Like I said, they would use a little bit of their urine. Some women would use their menstrual. That was a thing in the old days, and still goes on in some parts of the South, where women who are not too good looking want a man, and she give him a spaghetti, and she put him under a spell, and she would take her menstrual, the blood from her menstrual, and she'd be on her menstrual cycle, she'd take blood, and she'd get a cup of that blood, and she'll put her blood in that spaghetti, and the man would eat it, and all of a sudden she'd be the most beautiful person in the world. Oh, yeah. Witchcraft is real. Witchcraft is real. All right? So they would use their bodily fluids to put spells because they knew the herbs were designed to break spells. And we use the sigils and the herbs, we use the crystals to help break spells, but they would use their bodily fluids because it was how they were healing. Like I said, this my nephew's wife, her great-great-great-grandmother had no quarrels with this woman, but the woman had quarrels with her. So the woman cursed her bloodline. So every daughter that she had problems with men. And that's because of that generational curse. That's one of the most basic forms of witchcraft ever created. All right? So you guys got a gist of it, and you know what to do. This is breaking just this one, this lesson here is witchcraft, breaking generational curses. You get a torch lighter. You get yourself a torch lighter. They cost about $4 or $5 each. Got a couple of them here that need more. You get a torch lighter, and they're perfect for using the charcoals. Mm-hmm. All right? They're perfect for using the charcoal. And like I said, the charcoals are mostly used for the hookah smokers. But, you know, they're perfect for using the charcoal, for lighting the charcoals. And basically, you get the job done. You get the job done 100%. All right? So this is the first part, breaking generational curses. Many of us have generational curses over us. Things happen. We don't understand why these happen. And write the sigil down on a piece of wood, draw it out, all right? Draw the sigil, look it up, draw out the sigil on a piece of wood, all right? And this is this sigil here, the break a generational curse, and this figure right here is to be released from a curse. All right? So you have to understand that that's a generational curse, and then that person or whoever is personally has a curse on them due to someone else way back when. All right? And it's like it falls from generation to generation to generation to generation. And this is something that you have to learn, you know, how to get past. So this is the first part. We're going to go deeper into some other lessons, dealing with witchcraft a little later. But take down some notes and practice. And that's, this is sorcery, witchcraft, wizardry, 101. All right, guys. I'm glad to be here with you. And I'm glad you're here with me. We're going to be discussing some more things. So stay tuned. All right. All power to the mother chocolate, electron, and jelly beans. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. Remember, chaos is everything. Chaos is change. All right. Chaos is change. Much power to you all.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Join me tomorrow, guys, on my Spiritual Narcissist show. Yeah, about shape-shifting. So it's amazing how these things play together, right? So, all right, guys. Till next time. Peace. You